The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey folks, thanks so much for coming back to Mindful Medicine. I am Dr. Holly Lucille, and I am so happy to introduce my next guest, Amy Raup. Amy, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me, Dr. Holly.
Yes, I am. I love that you are the author of Chill Out and Get Healthy, because I think that's such an awesome title for a book.
Thank you. I love it. I'm looking at my copy right now. Yes,
yeah.
Great book.
That's so great. And you just released another book that says, yep, you can, or you say yes, but yes, you can get pregnant. Natural ways to improve your fertility. I think that's awesome. But we're going to talk today about a beauty detox and how to rejuvenate your skin from the inside out. And it's really interesting because when I have dermatological issues come into my office, obviously folks come into my office, I'm a naturopathic doctor, usually after they've gone through their insurance-based sort of conventional Western approach, and their hands are up in the air and they still haven't gotten any better, especially with dermatology on, you know, people are prescribing things from the outside in, right? Something that's going to be topical. And I've been kind of screaming from the mountaintops for a long time, ever since I started to learn more about more comprehensive medicine, that, hey, I think a lot of skin stuff is an inside job. What would you say?
Absolutely. I mean, one of my biggest mantras is your skin is an external manifestation of your internal health.
Mm.
So what we're seeing on the outside is a complete representation of what's going on the inside. And not to mention, a lot of the topical things that are used to treat skin conditions can actually aggravate skin conditions. So I'm the same way, where I see people come into my clinic and, you know, they have psoriasis or eczema or acne, you know, anything like that, or even something kind of basic and minor. And, you know, I'll usually just start with their diet and change things there, and then, you know, recommend certain supplements, and then kind of get them to switch, you know, do the beauty detox, if you will, to switch over to more natural and organic skincare items, because most people don't even realize that what they put on their skin actually goes into their bloodstream. So, you know, what you're putting on your skin, if it has some kind of toxic ingredient in there, which a lot of the commercial products unfortunately do, that's going right into your bloodstream and affecting you on, you know, typically a hormonal level. So it can be disruptive on so many layers, you know.
So, all right, so for this detox, I mean, there's so many things out there, ingredients. What are some things that folks should look at to avoid?
Well, I have a list in my book of the top 15. I don't know if I want to go through all of them, and I bore you guys with a lot of scientific information, but my top, what I call the big five bad guys that you want to look for on labels and actually avoid at all costs, number one is fragrance. Mm. Which is pretty much in everything, you know, it makes things smell good. So you want to go for, like, fragrance in general is a very known hormonal or endocrine disruptor. So it'll disrupt your hormones on every level. So you want to go for products that are using, like, essential oils, preferably organic essential oils, to make things smell nice, or just go for things that don't have any fragrance at all. There's a lot of fragrance-free, you know, products out there. So many people have a reaction to the fragrances. Another bad guy are the phthalates. They're spelt really funny. It's phthalates. These guys are already banned in the European Union, which should give you a heads up.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's crazy. And then in animal studies, you know, they've seen that they can just damage basically every organ we have, and they also seem to play a significant role in damaging developing reproductive systems. So say if a mother's using this while her baby's in utero, you know, you could affect that child's fertility then down the road. So that's kind of scary. Parabens, these have gotten a lot of media attention, so most people know to avoid these. But again, hormonal disruptors linked to, you know, infertility, both male and female, and then also developmental disorders in children. Sulfates, which everything these days, you know, that's clean and organic, seems to be sulfate-free, phthalate-free, and paraben-free. So you want to avoid sulfates. But a big one to point out to kind of the natural health community is that a lot of the cleaner, and I put that in quotation mark, products that are out there say that they derive their sulfates from coconut oil, and that supposedly makes people feel more comfortable with using it. But keep in mind that that's also an extremely toxic process when they go through that. It's not natural at all. So I would just say stay sulfate free if you can. Right. There are things that make things foam. So anything that foams, from soap to toothpaste to shampoo, typically has sulfates in it. So you want to just really watch out for those. And then number five is polyethylene glycol, which is usually on the label as PEG. And this is kind of scary. They use this in everything from, like, oven cleaner products to baby wipes, you know. So it's a powerful degreaser, but it's also been linked to scary things like leukemia and breast cancer and brain cancer. And then what's even more frightening, I know, it's so screwed up. And then people who handle this toxic ingredient on a regular basis have to wear respirators and rubber gloves. So
holy,
because of the toxic
moly.
Exposure. So, and then we're going, you know, it's in face cleansers and then baby wipes. You know, if you think about, we're wiping our baby bottoms with these things, you know, you just really want to avoid that at all costs. Go ahead.
You know, so of course, I mean, if those are some great things, and we've talked about them a lot, but to look out for and to completely avoid from a natural products or beauty products perspective, and as well nourishing foods, what are some things that you actually want folks to take a look at and get in?
You know, I usually say if you can't eat it, you shouldn't put it on your skin. So okay. I'm talking about things like, you know, use coconut oil or ghee. Ghee is one of my favorite products for a moisturizer. Or
use really?
Especially in the dryness of the winter. You know, it's great for your skin. I mean, it will leave you a little greasy, so you kind of want to wait to put on clothing, you know, walk around naked for a little bit and have some fun with it. But but ghee's amazing for your skin. And it's like an old Ayurvedic, you know, topical treatment for burns and scars. I mean, it's used for almost everything. You can use it for your hair as a great conditioner. But so I usually like use coconut oil, olive oil, ghee. Those are my kind of top three go-tos if I, you know, don't have anything. You know, I make my own skincare line too. So, I, you know, those are the typical ingredients that I use because I find them so useful across the board for any skin condition. I mean, coconut oil is great for everything from, you know, dandruff to eczema and psoriasis, you know. You can use it basically for anything. And then you can obviously eat it, too. So usually I'll take coconut oil and put half of it in the bathroom and half of it stays in the kitchen, and I cook with it.
Oh, that's great. So this is stuff that you actually can ingest for good skin health, and also you can put it topically as well.
Yeah, it's all great for you. And, I mean, the best things for our skin are really foods that have a good amount of fat, right, because the fat really nourishes our skin from the inside out. So I'm a big proponent of eating fats such as like butter from grass-fed animals, or ghee if you have a dairy intolerance, or coconut oil is another great, you know, great thing we just talked about. Other good foods are like avocado. And then you want to think about foods too that are very rich in antioxidants, like, you know, the vitamins A, C, and E, which are also really good for our skin. So like look to leafy green vegetables or like berries, you know, sweet potatoes. Another thing that I love for nourishing your body from the inside out that is loaded with collagen, so a lot of women will like that because it helps prevent aging, is bone broth. And they're becoming very popular, which I love, especially here in New York. We have these like bone broth little, you know, bodegas popping up everywhere. But you want to make sure that the bone broth is from grass-fed animals. But it's just literally, it's the most nutrient-dense thing you could eat. And it has everything from collagen to every amino acid that is just so important for your skin. And it also, like, helps heal your body from the inside out. So it's, you know, great anti-inflammatory. So to me, that should be in the basics of everyone's diet.
So there you have it. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. Okay, where can my listeners find more of you? There's amyraup.com. That's A-I-M-E-E. We gotta be careful with your spelling here on radio. AIMEERAUPP.com. Your new book, Yes, I Can Get Pregnant.com is there as well. Great information. Folks, here it is. Your skin health, your skin beauty, it is an inside job, right? So as she says, as Amy says, you shouldn't really put anything on your skin, perhaps that you wouldn't put in your body. All right. Thanks so much for listening, folks. This is Dr. Holly Lucille, Mindful Medicine, helping you live just a little bit more. Thanks for listening.